like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Verloc, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Yes, welcome to my show. Tonight's podcast is Psionic Tethering, Robin Hood and Monopoly Man. I'm going to give you the means to an end. That end is of the establishment's control of a monopoly. Could life get any better than this? Well, you can thank me later. What I'm talking about here is a continuation of the Project Robin Hood. That is our spirit splicing project to take money back from Big Brother, Uncle Scam, and Vermin. Yes, those vermin so infamously known as the bureaucrats. Tonight, we're going to dive into a method called psionic tethering. So without further ado, let us begin. Well, you may be among the more fortunate of wizards to have watched my blockbuster on YouTube, Psionic Tethering. But if you haven't, Verloc forgives you. So I will disclose to you now my marvelous technique of psionic tethering. Well, at least in part. I still want you to join my club to train up and get all the advantages I have to offer you and a psionics multimedia extravaganza. Onward! Alrighty then. Psionic tethering is the process of locking onto another operator's machine by taking a rate. Yes, but it's not quite that simple. Usually this works best if the other operator is aware of your working with him. So we will refer to this other operator as the partnering operator. The second operator will be referred to as the tethering operator. All right. Got that? The partnering operator takes a rate for the glyph that I provided you in my latest blog on the topic of psionic splicing. And if you don't know about that, go and listen to my previous podcast in case you missed it. And if you did, shame on you. The partnering operator then photographs his machine, that being the most simple of methods, and sends this photograph to the tethering operator. All right, this is where it gets interesting. The tethering operator takes a rate for the photograph of the other operator's machine while using my various focus concentration methods as detailed in my club. This rate is taken on the tethering operator's own machine and then it's boosted. The result is that the partnering operator's concept is then catapulted into the world. Now here's something interesting that has happened throughout my experiments with psionic tethering. The partnering operator can take down his rate. Yes, that's right. That is, he or she may remove the patterns on his radionic box, her radionic box, and turn off the machine. And, well, the rate is still effective. Well, it's still effective on the tethering operator's machine. Not only this, folks, but we've just actually begun playing games with space-time here. To avoid confusion, allow me to illustrate my point by sharing with you an example of one of my collaborated operations with a club member some time ago. There was this caravan marching to the border. Bunch of rugged people, oh yes. Oh, I know, they had the nice people there too, but no, they had these like young soldier guys coming up, or soldier's age kind of kids. Guys, men, big dudes. So we went to work as an experiment, three of us. But two of us split off to work on something more specific, and it's called Atmos Kinetics. As a result, during a visit from General Mathers to the military stationing around the border, a soldier on film began to tell the general how the weather was extremely unusual and how it changed overnight and this and that, but then the general cut him off short by changing the subject. I found this video mildly amusing but interesting. Then, of course, there was the torrential rains on the news and reports slamming the area south of the border. Hundreds turned back. Hundreds in the caravan. However, more pushed forward. The experiment was simply to act as a deterrent and not intended to actually hurt anybody, and to see if the results could be recorded. The tethering work was successful as a test. Now, before I revisit our Project Robin Hood, let us consider what is so significant about all of this psionic tethering. Well, simply put, prior to my discovery of this sort of operation, the idea of collaborative meditation was sheer and utter nonsense. To explain, most group meditations fail miserably in practice. The thoughts gathered together in such instances or events are all very different, and people on the whole don't think very clearly or coherently. So the gathered energies become unstable and therefore usually are not very effective in the real world. On the other hand, there is the problem of the group leader in such meditative circles. Oh yes. And at these events, that group leader will do something sinister with the people participating in the group or crowd meditations. Oh, believe me, they do. Why else would they do this? You think they do it for the good of humanity? Usually it's not for that purpose. However, no more than 8 people should gather for any kind of collective work. That has been our experience. And thankfully to psionics, we can work entirely solo on our own projects. I mean, most of the time, 99.9999% of the time, that's what you're going to do. You really don't need another operator most of the time. Yet there are some global issues which sometimes are better dealt with in teams, or rather, I should say, partnerships with like-minded colleagues. And that's what my club is all about. This is one of the great things about being a psionic knight of Vrilok in my Insiders Club. I will be the middleman through which all members can communicate to me, through me, and in time. I do sometimes pair operators when people have been carefully selected to do this kind of work. For the most part, however, the club is essentially for beginners and intermediate magicians, that is, technicians of magic. Yes, well, now back to Project Robin Hood. Now, if we're going to make this vampire glyph work like Robin Hood, then we're going to need to work through some tethering operations. This I will address in my club at some point about the Robin Hood project, and we can take it further from there. But for the public, however, use this glyph that I have provided you as a template to create your own servitors, a free gift from me to you. If you are interested, however, in tethering, simply take the glyph that I provided you and take a rate for the world on the input of your machine, and then place the glyph onto the output. Now, this will also charge the template for your own purposes. You will still need to alter the final servitor in some way on your own. If you leave the rate going, it will charge up the template for everyone using this glyph. You may snap a photo of your machine, by the way, and with the pattern and the rate set, and then pass this photo along to a partnering operator. This will not only catapult the template's power, but it will also create a dominoes effect in space-time. From there, other psionic knights and colleagues will manipulate the energies to bring us all more of that good green stuff from the government and make a hell of a lot of people much more happy. Wouldn't that be nice? Well, it's not going to happen unless we all do it. As a tip, you may wish to visualize your finalized template as a merging between the glyph I provided and a cartoon character, like the little guy from the game Monopoly. You know, visualizing this little dude with a top hat and tuxedo walking around with a cane, drawing in the government's money and redistributing that money to you and your countrymen and women. To make the process easier, you can bind the glyph to a picture of the Monopoly Man and change the opacity so the two images are merged. Print this out and place it onto the output of your machine. I will be posting a blog about this as well, so if you want to borrow my images of the Monopoly Man and Robin Hood, I have something special coming. Then by all means, keep your eye out for my blogs, and if you haven't already, subscribe to my newsletter at verloc.com. Well, that about wraps it up for tonight's podcast, so thank you for participating in Project Robin Hood. And until next time, as always, always keep the magic high. This is Tom Verloc, signing out.